伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓所应许的，话，你当知道耶和华你上帝将这些地赐你为业，并不是因你的义，你本是硬着颈项的百姓。Today's scripture is from the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 9, verses 4 to 6. After the Lord your God had driven them out before you, do not say to yourself, "The Lord has brought me here to take possession of this land because of my righteousness." No, it is on account of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is going to drive them out before you. It is not because of your righteousness or your integrity that you are going in to take possession of their land, but on account of the wickedness of these nations. The Lord your God will drive them out before you to accomplish what he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, then, that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you the good land to possess, for you are a still naked people. 圣经中，用神祝福他的话语。
今天我们请用诗来宣道，今天的题目是不是因我们的义。 Now we have a sermon by Reverend John.
祈求天父的恩典和我们每一位兄弟姊妹一起。 We pray the grace of the Lord, the strength of the Lord be with all of us today. The scripture three times mentioned a good place like a paradise on earth.It happened 3,500 years ago. Verse 4 said the Lord leading his people into a good place. And verse 5 said God's people, millions of them, going into the good place. And verse 6 said,God was giving them the good place. 兄弟姊妹，头先读嘅经文三次提到美地，一个好嘅地方，真系好似地上一个小天堂，系3500年前发生嘅事啦。第四节讲到主上帝领导呢一班人入到呢个美地。第五節講上帝的這一班的人民數以百萬計進入這個美地，而第六節講其實是上帝賜給他們這個地上的小天堂，他們很開心很興奮，因為他們無家可歸很長的時間了，在这个《申命记》第六章形容到这个小天堂，这个美地，在那里有很多又大又靓的城市足够他们居住，不是他们起的，不是他们建筑的，这些城市第六章讲不是你们努力去起的，已经起好的，已经建筑好在那里，你们就是搬入去的。They were very happy, excited, because they had been homeless for many years. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it mentioned that the good land, the paradise on earth, there were many beautiful big cities, enough space to house all of them. And they did not build the place. They did not build the cities. It's already built. They're just moving into the cities.
在六章啦，《申命記》啦，亦都記載到呢一個美地啊，呢個地上嘅所謂嘅牛奶與蜜嘅地，一個好豐富嘅地方，一個小天堂啊，有好多屋嘅添。哎呀，講到屋，我哋真係眼睛都大。啊，我哋個個都想搬入一啲好靚嘅屋，好好嘅屋。但係嗰度講話，嗰度好多屋嘅。 全部有晒家私㗎喇，好多好靚嘅家私添，嗰度有水井，可以講係有晒水利，有晒食水嘅供應，已經係起好晒㗎喇，已經係安排好晒㗎，完成㗎，亦都有好多種唔同嘅農場，全部耕種好。
In chapter 6, I also mentioned that in that good place, there were many houses already furnished with many good pieces of furniture. And there were good water systems already built, already engineered, already completed. There were many different kinds of farms already well established, producing fruit.
係3500年前啦，但係現在呢個所謂牛奶與蜜嘅地方，可以講面目全非嘅啦。睇起上嚟都唔係好似一個天堂。但係兄弟姊妹，你仲記得嘛？耶穌的而且確同跟從佢嘅人講過。 他去要为我们预备一个地方。耶稣甚至讲过，嗰度会有好多好多住得嘅地方 ，livable， 好好住嘅地方。耶稣去为我哋预备一个地方。喺新约以弗所书第1章第3、第4节讲得好清楚，上帝要藉住耶稣基督。 赐俾我哋喺天上各种各样属灵嘅永恒嘅福气，唔单止系住得嘅地方，仲有好多好好嘅隔离邻舍。我哋大家都知道，地方几靓都好冇用，如果隔离邻舍好麻烦、好难相处，我哋都唔想住落去，都想搬。 但係以弗所書講，上帝要藉住耶穌基督賜俾我哋喺天上各種屬靈嘅永恆嘅福氣，唔單止係一個冇污染、冇罪惡嘅地方，我哋有好多好嘅隔離鄰舍，愛神愛人，我哋好羨慕。
It was 3,500 years ago. So that place was like a paradise that time, but now all changed. If you go there, it doesn't look like a paradise. But do you remember Jesus also promised us? All those follow Jesus. Jesus, he was going to prepare a place for us. And there were many, many livable places. And in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, it says, Jesus Christ is going to give us many different kinds of spiritual everlasting blessings in heaven. Not only the places are livable, but we believe the people there, the residents there, are good, respecting God, and respecting one another. 今日读嘅经文啦，兄弟姊妹，三次提过喺第4、第5、第6节
三次提得很清楚，上帝引导他的人民去这个地方，不是因为他们的义。这班人进入那一个美地，不是因为他们好。天父上帝赐给这班人这个所谓小天堂流奶与蜜的地方，不是因为他们做得好。三次圣经提过。In the scripture today, it was mentioned three times in verse 4, 5, and 6 that God is leading them into this paradise, this little heaven here on earth, not because of their righteousness, not because they are righteous, not because they have done right. Did you notice that? Yeah, three times. 我们的主上帝因为应承过，所以他就要实践他的诺言。他应承过是要领导这班人最后去到那个地方，所以上帝是一个信实的上帝，他言出必行，他就要做。但是上帝跟他们讲得很清楚，若果他们不悔改，若果他们不是去爱神去爱人，其实刚才读的圣经叫这班人叫做硬着颈项，叫这班人叫做硬颈的人，不听话，不悔改，不知错的人。但是上帝藉着他的领袖跟他们讲得很清楚，若果你们不悔改，你们不照着上帝的吩咐去爱神爱人，最后上帝都会赶他们离开这个地方，直至到他们悔改。真的发生了，他们被驱逐到世界各地，抛来抛去，差不多2000年了。我们大家都知道，只不过大概在60年前上帝带他们一部分回到那一个所谓流奶与蜜的小天堂。 But our Creator God made a promise. The Creator God made a promise to lead them into that land, so God kept the promise. But the Lord made it clear to them, if they do not repent, if they do not love God and love one another, obey His commandment,And actually, the scripture call these people stiff-necked people, disobedient, not repenting. But God made it clear to them, if they do not repent, and God will also kick them out of a good land until they repent. And sadly, it happened. They were kicked out of the land and driven to different parts of the world.Over the last 2,000 years. The Lord brought some of them back to the land just about 60 years ago. 各位兄弟姐妹，我们知道，在主的面前，我们承认，我们都是很硬颈的人，我们都是很不听话的人，很不认错的人。而在以弗所书第二章讲到，我们基督徒在未真正认识主之前，都是跟着这个世界的风气的。这个世界的风气就是想做就去做咯，人不为己，天诛地灭嘛。以弗所书讲到，我们在 未真正认识主之前，我们是他们其中一个来的，我们跟他们一样的，都是不知错，都是硬颈的。但是主上帝答应过，他要领导一班人去到他的国，去到天堂。所以他最后透过我们的救主耶稣基督实现他自己的诺言， 最后要领导一班人去到上帝的国。所以耶稣基督的福音开始一出来传道的时候，第一句就是上帝的国近了，你们应当悔改。这个就是福音。 Brothers and sisters, we Christians are also stiff-necked. Remember this word, stiff-necked, disobedient, not repenting. But in Ephesians chapter 2, it's reminded us, we Christians, before we truly know Jesus Christ, we also follow the ways of the world, doing whatever we want. Just do it. Selfish, in another word. We're one of them. We're just like them. Disobedient. Stiff-necked. But the Lord made a promise that he has to lead a group of people to heaven, to paradise. Everlasting good place. And the Lord did it through Jesus Christ, our Savior. He kept this promise. 兄弟姊妹，所以我在我们心里面要很肯定，请大家在心里面真的很肯定看清楚一样东西，拿紧一样东西是不是因为我们的义，不是因为我们好。上帝要引导我们去到他的国，我们要进入这个的天堂，上帝赐给我们在他的国那一个的公民权，不是因为我们公义，不是因为我们好。 So brothers and sisters, let us be very firm in our conviction. And Andrew, you know, especially you preparing for the baptism, but I know you understand. I talked with you many times. I'm proud of you. And let us be very firm in our conviction. It's not because of our righteousness. God is leading us into the kingdom of God. We are going into the paradise of heaven. And the Lord is giving us the citizenship of heaven, not because of our righteousness. Not at all. 而是上帝应承过，他要引导一班人进入到他的国。所以他透过耶稣基督，我们的救主，实现他的诺言。而根据《使徒行传》第五章三十一节，《使徒行传》第五章第三十一节，我们看得很清楚，上帝他可以赐给人悔改的心，连我们知错悔改的心，都是天父上帝的恩典。主的圣灵可以令到我们知错，令到我们难过，我们突然间觉得，为什么自己这么硬颈的？为什么我这么硬心的？为什么我从前会做这么多事，讲这么多事，得罪人？我为什么好像看不到？为什么我好像盲眼这样的？但是上帝可以突然间开我们的眼，我们看得到，我们流泪，我们难过，上帝的恩典。 The Lord made a promise, so the Lord fulfilled the promise. And in Acts chapter 5 verse 31, it told us the truth that the Lord even gave people the heart of repentance. And the Spirit convicted us, and we are sorry that we have been so hard-hearted, so stiff-necked. We repented of our sin. We wanted to change. It's the grace of the Lord. 而根据《使徒行传》第十六章十四节，十六章十四节，我们看得很清楚，主上帝可以开我们的心眼，让我们留心听道。是上帝的恩典开我们的心眼，让我们留心听向我们传道的人所讲的话。主上帝给我们信心去相信耶稣基督，接受圣灵，从圣灵重生，藉着主的圣灵更新变化，更新变化，爱神爱人是主的恩典。 According to Acts chapter 16 verse 14,
The Lord could even open the eye of our mind, cause us to pay attention to His Word, the Spirit of the Lord, and gave us faith to believe in Jesus, to receive the Holy Spirit, and gradually renewing our whole person so we can love God and love one another. 天父上帝是预备着我们去到祂永恒的天国、天堂、神的国，在那里不会再踢我们出来的，因为主先预备好我们，然后我们先进去。以弗所书第二章第九、第十节说，这些是神的工作，主的工作，是祂的功劳，是祂的工程，是祂的手工，是祂的杰作。我们没有东西可以夸口，我们珍惜、感激、感恩、赞美。我们每一次聚集回想这些恩典，再一次将我们的生命奉献给主上帝，求祂的怜悯包含覆盖接受我们，引导我们一生可以去服务祂、侍奉祂。 The Lord is preparing us for this everlasting kingdom, and we will never be kicked out of there, because Jesus Christ has prepared us for that place. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10 said, is all His work, His credit, His project,His handiwork, His workmanship, nothing we can boast of. We cherish, we appreciate, we are thankful, we give glory to Him. And we give our lives to Him, and by the mercy of God, we'll serve Him our lifetime. 这个真理完完整整的包含在主的圣餐里面。耶稣基督吩咐我们要这样做，一路这样做去纪念祂，直至到祂再来接我们。 This whole truth is contained in the Lord's Supper, and that Jesus has commanded us to do it over and over again until He comes and take us to be with Him forever.